Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. A straight truck driver from Illinois was injured Friday evening during an accident in Interstate 80 in Cass County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 48-year-old Armando Ramon of Naperville, Illinois, was transported by Atlantic Fire and Rescue to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Authorities say the UD straight truck driven by Ramon and a 2000 Freightliner semi driven by 34-year-old Joel Menresa of Orlando, Florida, were both traveling east on Interstate 80 at around 7:10 p.m., about a mile and a half east of the exit to Highway 71, when the semi rear-ended the straight truck, which was traveling at just 35 miles per hour. Following the collision, the UD truck entered the south ditch and rolled over. Wrecker crews worked to straighten out that, or get that truck that rolled over back upright and out of the roadway. Ramon was wearing his seatbelt at the time the incident occurred. A report on his injuries is not available, but they are not believed to be life-threatening. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the scene by deputies with the Cass and Audubon County Sheriff's Departments, Atlantic Police, and Atlantic Fire and Rescue. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak man early this morning. At approximately 3 a.m., officers arrested 36-year-old Cale Allen Winberg of Red Oak for interference with official acts in the 300 block of West Washington Street in Red Oak. Winberg was taken to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and is being held on $300 cash bond. Even though the beginning of the week seemed unusually hot, even for an Iowa summer, the month of July has been, as a whole, unusually cool. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources, in its biweekly water summary update, says this month will likely rank among the 10 coolest Julys on record. Temperatures were below normal for all but 2 days of the last 2 weeks. The hottest and most humid day of the year so far came on Monday, with actual temperatures peaking at 98 degrees in Sydney. The coolest reading of the last 2 weeks was 44 on the morning of July 16th. The report released Thursday says the statewide average rainfall for the last 2 weeks was less than a half the normal 2.05 inches. In an update to an accident report we had for you first during our noon report yesterday, authorities say a Central Iowa man was transported to the hospital after the vehicle he was driving collided with another vehicle at the intersection of 7th and Chestnut. The accident happened around 11:10 a.m. Officials say Robert List of Irmondale was traveling west on 7th Street in the process of turning left onto southbound Chestnut Street when his van struck an eastbound car on the driver's side. List was transported to Cass County Memorial Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the car, Stephen Christman of Atlantic, was checked for injuries but refused transportation to the hospital. List was cited for failure to yield, making a left turn. Damage from the crash amounted to $19,000. Police in Lenox report the arrest on Wednesday night of a man suspected of assault. Officials say an investigation into an incident at a residence on West Ohio Street resulted in the arrest of 26-year-old Michael Hartley of Lenox on charges of domestic assault, injury, and trespass. Hartley was transported to the Taylor County Jail, where he is being held without bond, pending an appearance before a magistrate. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office is being swamped with calls about a puppy mill in the county. Authorities say an outfit in New Jersey has dug up a photo from several years ago purporting to show a puppy mill in Taylor County and is urging people from across the nation to call and complain to counter the rumor mill again. The Sheriff's Office has issued another statement as well, saying that they have not found any evidence of violations of Iowa Code Chapter 717B or any other Iowa statute, and that matters based upon Facebook postings are not evidence which upon criminal prosecution can be based. And, of course, these images they claim are also old as well, so nothing that's going to be useful at this time. They need evidence of recent acts or omissions which violate the statute and implicate specific persons in the violations. And if you cannot provide that type of evidence, then don't expect them to be able to prosecute someone for the crime. Authorities are asking the public to quit buying the propaganda so their deputies and dispatchers can get back to business serving the needs of Taylor County residents. A 20-year-old man on trial for first-degree murder in the 2012 shooting of a former women's basketball standout from Cedar Rapids admitted at his trial he fired the gun that shot the woman, but says he didn't intend to kill anyone. KGAN Television reports that Taj Raj took the stand in his own defense on Friday. During cross-examination, he admitted to prosecutors that he pulled the trigger, but Ross says he never intended to shoot at a car Latasha Roundtree was riding in and never intended to kill her. Ross has waived his right to a jury trial, so a judge will determine the verdict. Roundtree played basketball for Cedar Rapids, Washington. She was 19 when she died in the September 2012 shooting. Military contractor and commercial and private jet equipment supplier Rockwell Collins Incorporated says it has completed the sale of its satellite communications business. The Cedar Rapids-based company says the business will be renamed DataPath Incorporated. The business designs, manufactures, and services ground-based satellite communication systems primarily for military customers. Details of the sale were not immediately released. The company says in a statement Friday, the sale is part of a strategy to reshape its government systems business to focus on core products that will fuel future growth. The sale includes operations in Duluth, Georgia, and Stockholm, Sweden, and includes about 365 employees. Rockwell acquired DataPath in June of 2009 in a transaction valued at $130 million and incorporated the products into its own Rockwell Collins brand. The unexpected discovery of a sunfish near Muscatine, not seen in Iowa more than 80 years, has fish experts perplexed and excited. Last month, while collecting fish for an educational program, an Iowa Department of Natural Resources fisheries technician netted what appears to be the first long-eared sunfish identified in Iowa waters since 1932. It was taken from a pond at the Fairport Fish Hatchery along the Mississippi River. On Wednesday, two more suspected long-eared sunfish were found in a hatchery pond. Fish experts say any time an uncommon species is documented, it's exciting. DNA tests will confirm the species. The long-eared sunfish grows to 7 inches long, weighs up to 4.5 ounces, and is considered one of the most beautiful freshwater fish species by some fish experts. And Iowa Congressman Steve King says he'll travel to Texas this weekend to learn more about a surge in unaccompanied children from other countries who are entering the U.S. King is accompanying Minnesota U.S. Representative Michelle Bachmann on a trip to Texas. They will visit Brownsville, McAllen, and Laredo, where they will meet with Border Patrol authorities and other officials. They will return Monday. More than 57,000 minors have arrived at the border since October. Most are from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Taking a look now here at your funeral announcements here this morning on KJN. Esther Irene Niemela, age 98, of Panora, died Sunday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Graveside services for Esther Niemela will be held today at 3:30 p.m. in the Pleasant Center Cemetery near Yale. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Kathy R. Bowman, age 57, of Brayton, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Kathy Bowman will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Brayton Lutheran Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Albert Jorgensen, Jr., age 91, of Panora, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Albert Jorgensen, Jr. will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. June Anderson, age 58, of Waverly, formerly of Atlantic, died on Monday in Waverly. Cremation has taken place and no funeral services planned for June Anderson. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family with arrangements. Don Herbst, age 68, of Erling, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Don Herbst will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. That's a look there at the latest news and funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.